It is time to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Ava Christofferson. She is a freshman over at Lone Tree High School, and she has gotten her track and field career with the Lions off to a flying start as she won both the 100 and 200 meter dashes at the Columbus Early Bird Meet this past week. And then on Tuesday over in Belle Plaine, she finished third in the 100 and second in the 200. Ava, congratulations. That's a great way to start high school track and field. What's it been like?
It was a little crazy. It was our first meet. It was pretty early. Really good weather. I was a little nervous, but after I started running, I started feeling more confident. I was really surprised I got first in the 100. I thought that I was going to have a little bit more competition. Really surprised I did well in that. 200 meter, my teammate Riley Shields, she's a good runner. She was right behind me. I wasn't sure I was going to win that either. Also really surprising. We had some good athletes in that race. Sarah Burton from Highland, she's also a really good athlete. That's what I got.
It's been just a fabulous start, as you've also been a part of that 4x100 relay team that has picked up a couple of wins to begin the season. How much different has it been from running track in elementary school or even middle school? Or has it been kind of the same, and that's why it's been maybe comfortable once you actually got into the events themselves?
Yeah, it's been a bit different in high school. There, times are a lot faster, but also I have more competition and more schools to race against. Our 4x1 was really good. Last year, it wasn't quite as fast, but it helps that I'm in high school now, you know, Riley and my other teammates, really good. We did really good on that. And our sprint medley was outstanding. We got in the lead, like, almost instantly. Really surprised on that since that was our first meet. I wasn't sure how we were going to do. And I'm glad we came in first, because that was really like a confident booster for me.
We're talking with Lone Tree Lions track and field freshman Ava Christofferson, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. She has helped the Lions win the team titles at both Columbus and Belle Plaine within the last week. And I'm sure having that sort of good team around you makes you better. But you mentioned Riley Shields specifically. Only a year older than you, so I'm sure you've been competing with her in sports for a very, very long time. And she's in the same events as you, including like the 200 meter, like you mentioned, which she won the other night at Belle Plaine. How much does Riley specifically push you and is just a really good partner to have with you for training?
Yeah, Riley is an amazing athlete. She's pushing me a lot in all my events. Like you said, we do share most of our events, so she always makes sure that I'm not slacking, and she always pushes me to be better. She's a really good runner. She's going to help me in the future a lot.
How much was it kind of talked about coming into this year that you guys with your, you know, the 4x1, the sprint medleys, all that, or even just the individual events that you share with your teammates, how much was it talked about we feel like we're going to have a shot to go out and have a lot of success this year?
We're for our 4x1, we are pretty close to state time. We're trying to, I think it's a second, so we got to speed it up a little bit, but we're almost there, and I think we can do it. Our sprint medley is also pretty fast. I'm not sure how far away to qualify, but we're working on handoffs, getting cleaner handoffs, together.
Ava Christofferson is with us, Lone Tree Lions track and field freshman, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Obviously, there's a lot of season still left, and it's been a great start, but because there is so much time left and it is early, are there things that you have thought about that you want to get a little better at before the season is over?
The 100 meter open one, I'm trying to get in the 12 second range. It's going to be hard for me to get there, I know, but I think I can do it. with lots of practice. I need to work on my blocks more, getting out fast and staying low the first few steps. Yeah, and also the 200 meter, I need to keep my pace in the last 100 because usually I tend to slow down without noticing, and that's usually where Riley can catch up to me. So I need to work on, yeah, those two especially.
Well, we certainly hope that you can get improvements in those areas because if it continues the way it has this first week, you're going to be something special before the season is over. The last thing I wanted to ask is our sponsor of the Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, "Movement is our medicine." Now, obviously, you're a sprinter. There's inherent movement there, just running. But what are some movements that you use to prepare or movements over the course of a race that people either don't see or don't notice that you feel like have made you a better athlete?
So off season, I'm usually practicing. I usually go for runs. Before races, I like to take a big breath. It helps me a lot. Off season, try to get in some work, like I said. And
breathing exercises are something that help people in every stage of life. So it's cool to hear that that's something that allows you to be a terrific athlete. And obviously, it's helped you out with this first week. Congratulations, Ava, on a couple of great first meets, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That is Ava Christofferson, freshman with the Lone Tree Lions girls track and field team. Congratulations to her on her individual titles in the 100 and 200 meter dash at the Columbus Early Bird Meet. Top three finishes in both those events over at the Belle Plaine Girls Invitational on Tuesday. And for those efforts, she is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.